The forest trustee William Landgraf, who's facing recall, was among those who voted to remove the fluoride. But Chris McDonald, a recall organizer, says that's not the only reason people are trying to boot Landgraf from office.
Really, the behavior, the intimidation, the harassment is the other reason.
McDonald says Landgraf has a history of waging personal attacks against residents who disagree with him. That includes sitting in his parked car outside the home of a critic and filing a licensing complaint against a dental hygienist. Meanwhile, Landgraf says he did nothing illegal.
They don't back down to attacks. Some people do.
One of Landgraf's challengers, Stacey Peterson, says she's comfortable with the prior vote to remove fluoride.
The fluoride debate did split opinions, and it split neighbors. And I respect both sides.
Another challenger, Alicia Williams, says trustees did not get enough community input.
If a majority of my constituency says they want fluoride back in the water, then that's what I'm going to vote for.
There's broad consensus among health experts that fluoridated water is beneficial to prevent cavities. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.